This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It's Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and hey, it is good to see you today. Happy April. Well, this is my first show in April, and it is really good to have your company. I can see already that you're coming into the chat room and saying happy April. Happy April back at you. I hope there was no foolery on the first. I managed to avoid it all, I think. I fell for one. Okay, I'll fess up. I fell for one. I read it for a moment and thought, what? And then I suddenly thought, oh, do you know what? April Fool. Okay. I give in. I was caught. I fess up. So lovely to see you this morning. I can see Maureen and I can see Shirin, Renee and Moriana. Lovely to see you in the Facebook chat room. If you're new to 1-2 Radio and you are very welcome. Good morning to Laura. I can just see you coming in as well. And you would like to join us in our Facebook chat room. It is very easy. Go to 1-2radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side and you will see an option to chat. It takes you into a private chat room. Hopefully somebody will let you in. We'll open the door and there are some lovely, lovely people in there. And I will do my best to do some card readings as we go on today through the show. First show of April. So, of course, I'm going to be taking you through my April starscopes. Also, the dragon energy is running high. Lots of dragon energy around this week in particular. So I'm going to do a big dragon meditation for you. Heads up. A good morning to Evelyn, who's just coming in. I can see you in the room. And also, of course, I'm going to be prepping for the eclipse that's on Monday. And that's what the dragon meditation is about. Good morning to K-Dragon. Perfectly on time, as I mentioned, dragons. My colleague from 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio. Lovely to have your company in there. And Joni coming in the room. Goodness. It's a stampede into the room. How lovely to have your company. So I will be doing card readings today, but there's so much to get in the show. Let me start by doing the starscopes for April, because then at least you have that. And because it is Aries territory and I do my starscopes, they're an alchemy of astrological signs and tarot insight and oracle deck guidance. This time I've used my angel wisdom deck, and as Aries is a fire sign, beginning of the zodiacal year, of course I've invoked the dragons as well. The angel for Aries in April is Asmodel, and Asmodel is the angel of patience and practicality, and is actually the ruler of the sun sign Taurus. So maybe we're going to need some patience and practicality because Aries is pushing forward so hard. So maybe that's why we get an angel of patience and practicality to help us get through the month. I'm going to start with Aries, the birthday people. Your star sign is coming up first. And as you lead the way into the new year of the zodiac, your month is about value and worth, and while this could be financial and material, it is far more likely to be about your worth. And so you'll be deeply in touch with your feelings, your inner world and your psyche. And of course, when we begin this kind of quest of deep introspection and healing, the unhealed aspects of our ego soon begin to surface and stamp and pout for attention. So be kind and empathetic, or patient, in fact, call on Asmodel, as you would be with a toddler's tantrum. It's just ego fear, and you have work to do. So call forth your soul's ancient wisdom and tap into your authentic self. Hold on to your dearest wishes in the forefront of your heart and mind, and expect a wonderful year, Aries. Taurus, well, sometimes it seems as if, like Atlas, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. So much to do, not enough hours in the day, and all of it seems important. Yet you are the captain of your ship, the arbiter of how your life should be. You wouldn't want to drive a horse until it collapsed, and neither should you do the same to yourself. So prioritize. Where are you deceiving yourself? What is really important, and what can wait or can be delegated? We all want to please people, and being of service has its own rewards, but not at the expense of our health and peace of mind. Admit you can't do it all. Admit you will still be loved and valued if you say no, not right now. When you find the balance, you will be far more valuable to yourself and others. Gemini. This could be an emotional month for you, Gemini. As you are the nimble-minded air sign, this can feel unsettling. There's so much potential seeded and growing under the surface, and yet the outside world seems full of lack and judgment. Trust it is simply illusion. All is well. Don't be tempted to stuff your feelings down unacknowledged. Allow them to surface, to flow, to swell and run over if it needs be. And when life flows again, the ground is revealed and the growth is encouraged and watered. Make plans. Expect abundance. Be patient as you decide what's next. Like a cocoon, you are undergoing a metamorphosis. Trust. Cancerians, this is a month to stay grounded in whatever way you can. Walk in nature barefoot, eat chocolate, drink cacao, meditate, pull your energy into your earth star chakra, your feet, your base chakra, chant lum, 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 lum for the root chakra, whatever works for you. You will spend April seeking balance between fiery passions, inspirational ideas, and deep intuition, whilst running in the past is the pattern of mental debris, which says, I can't, it's all too scary to move onwards or away from that or from what I know. But change is actually the only constant in the world, and your wheel of life is turning. Nature is constantly changing. Draw courage and inspiration from her. She doesn't mourn the breaking open of a seed or the shedding of leaves. As a river approaches the ocean, it surrenders to its path and becomes part of something even greater than its recent journey. So Leo, the lions, this month can mark a new beginning in relationships and patterns of emotion, if you wish it to. If that is what you desire, then there is work to be done. Divine alchemy is the transmutation of the old, the base, the negative, the no longer useful, into the gold of new patterns, new relationships. Old relationships transform to a higher level of understanding and authenticity. It means looking at things through a new lens, getting a fresh perspective on how the world is through the prism of your new inner window. It's time to plant these seeds and nurture them. Virgo, your priority this month is to find that still point. Find a place of peace where you can hear and feel the still small voice of calm. Meditation is the obvious way to achieve this. However, if you are someone who finds sitting still a challenge, well, seek out the stillness and silence in other ways. Walk, gaze, run, swim. You're intending to tune into the infinite, the source, and you may find your stillness in peace in concentrated work or a hobby, which commands your full attention to the exclusion of all else. Try different ways. Librans, April is a nurturing month for you. Libra, it's about finding contentment in relationships and the way you relate to the world. If your sharp mind leaps to judgment and the scales dip, apply some empathy and loving forgiveness, especially to yourself. However someone is acting, yourself included, if they are being triggered, there is a wound which needs balm. Allow opinions and feelings to surface and show themselves rather than pretending they don't exist. And the most important certainty is not a month for people pleasing. Stand in your power. Scorpio. It's time for getting together with like-minded people, otherwise known as your tribe. Communing with kind and aware people will lift you through the month. This may take some organization on your part, not to mention some targeted intention. If you feel drawn to gatherings or other places, follow your intuition. You are writing the new pages of your life's future. Sagittarius, on the outside, you seem to be strong and someone who knows their own mind. And this is great so long as it reflects what is on the inside. So often, a restless Sag will keep moving, being creative, to avoid looking at something painful on the inside. If you think that may be you, put down the projects and turn your fiery intention inward to take a look at what is making you uncomfortable or sad. Make peace with it. Once you have the calm within, your creativity on the outside will rekindle and you will be more expressive than ever before. Capricorn, your world, or more precisely the world you perceive around you, may appear topsy-turvy and unstable. Things are constantly changing, and that's not something a stoic Capricorn enjoys. There are such opportunities for new beginnings, exciting new journeys, and planting seeds for your future. If it helps, view this month as a time to prepare the way. Make plans. Organize what you would like to see on your road ahead, and above all, know that you are safe. You made it this far, and your guardian angel is on the case. Relax. Aquarius, taking care of your mental health is important this month. You deserve to be nurtured, and this April is the time to ask for help if you need it. In fact, good, honest communication is the key to your well-being. It may seem you're being pulled in opposite directions. Your thoughts are dashing in one direction and your good solid intentions are heading in the other way. No wonder you feel frazzled. Firstly, stop worrying. That never solves anything. Secondly, get out into nature, plant your feet on the earth and take a deep breath. You are in charge of your thoughts, not the other way round. Take the reins. Pull those thoughts to a halt and decide what really needs your attention. I can't read today, I really can't. Okay, Pisces, it is increasingly hard to make out the truth these days. The internet, the news, it all seems to show conflicting information. What is presented to us tends to be an algorithm of like-minded people, and that seems at odds with the news. It's a sign of the times we live in. In fact, fast-flowing technology. Sometimes we feel we just want to run backwards to the old ways before this game of smokescreen and mirrors started. But we can't go back. We have to go forward. The answer, of course, is to go within. There we find the ancient wisdom of our soul, which is connected to our spirit, which has an overview of all our lives, past and present. Trust your inner guidance. Ask not if it's true, but is it kind? When you dig to the depths, every wisdom tradition in the world is teaching the same thing, love and kindness. And there lies true stability. So those are your starscopes for April. You can find them on the front page of 1-2-Listen, along with the scopes from all my colleagues. You will also find them on my website, angelhandsheal.com, along with the information about how I channeled them. So I'm just going to take a look at the time and see where I am. Okay, that's good. I'm going to go in the chat room now. I'm just going to refresh it. I think I have, and see who's in there. I'm just about to invert it up to all comments. You know the game, so I have to get it in the right order. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Laura. You would love a message, certainly. Good morning to Evelyn or Evelyn. I apologize if I've got it the wrong way around. Good morning to Joni and Quelly. So let me just see. So Laura would like a card. Okay. I can see Suzanne coming in the room. Good morning to you. Laura, card, a message for you today. Wow, that flew out of the deck. I have an archangel for you. I have Archangel Jeremiel. Now, Jeremiel helps us with justice and balance. And this card is renewal. It's number 20 in the deck. Sometimes it's called judgment. So given the energies that we're living in and this renewal, just be mindful of judgment, yours or other people's. If you feel you're being judged, good morning to Pamela, who's just come in the room, it's just someone else's opinion. You know your truth. If you catch yourself judging, ask yourself, how are they triggering you, or how could you frame it in a different way? That's the message. Good morning to Joni. Wow, to the energy, pulling cards. Happy to have one. Upcoming possibilities. Okay, Joni, I can do that. Let's have a look. There we go. Another major arcana card, they're obviously very prevalent. It doesn't surprise me, we're living in very powerful times. I have Archangel Haniel, the Archangel of Love. I have the Moon. This is always a card about intuition, paying attention to signs. So if you feel you're getting given signs, it's also a card about unnecessary worry. Don't let yourself dip into the worry pool because it won't help. Just let go of your fears. Watch for signs, ask for signs if you feel you need them. And just make sure you write down intuitions when they come to you. Quelli, good morning. Grand risings to you. Evelyn would like a card. When are you going to sing again? Let's see if I've got an archangel who can help you. The obvious one would be Sandalphon, but let's see who comes out. Actually, I have Ariel with this card. It's a fire card. And it has a very masculine energy about this. It's got a Mars energy about it as well. And the Moon as well as in there, and Jupiter. So I would say this is slightly still up in the air. When I see this card and you're asking about when you're going to sing in church, I would say stand up for yourself. If it's something you want to do and someone is in your way, then stand up and ask. It's also a card that I feel, because it's the fire card, that the timing might not be quite right, but it's a fire card, so it's going to be very fast. So hopefully if you stand up for yourself and intend, the energy will change for you very quickly. I'm just going to refresh this Facebook chat room because I can see so many more of you have come in there, and I want to make sure that I've greeted everybody. And my mouse is cooperating today, but my computer is going very slowly. So let's give this a go and turn these comments the right way up. So make sure I've said good morning to everybody. So we said Evelyn, Joni, Quelli. Kat, good morning. You would like a message, Kat Garner, for you and your husband. Okay, so what do you need to know, Kat, for your highest good and for your husband? Okay. Again, major arcana cards, all the way, powerful times. Haniel, again, but this time with a different card. This is the High Priestess. Again, it's about intuition. This High Priestess is here. She has a book open in front of her, but the pages are blank because she is writing her own story. This is about going within, finding your soul's desire. It's not a time to take action. It's a time to really go within and see what matters to you. What do you want in life? What do you want from life, I'm being told? Imagine that book in front of you. So maybe sit with your husband. I don't know if that's something you could do together, and say, what do we really want from life? What do we want it to look like going forward? What do we want to even better feel like? I hope that's helpful to you, Kat. Pamela, good morning. Middle of a nor'easter today. Oh, a northeaster maybe in New England, obviously. Okay. It's supposed to be spring. Yes, I know that feeling. We've got webbed feet here, Pamela. Suzanne, great to hear you live. I would love a message. Of course, I can do that. Let me take a look. So for Suzanne, please, a message. There we go. I have Archangel Gabriel with you, with a water card. Makes sense. Gabriel is connected to the West and water. A sliver of a new moon, and it's the seven. Now, when I see this card, it has cups with every single chakra color in. And the message of this card is always about making a choice, but making the choice using your intuition, your feelings, rather than your head. If you have too many options, try looking at each one and tuning into how you feel so that you get clarity. I hope that will help. I can see a couple more people coming in. I just want to check the timing to see where we are. I'm going to do this dragon meditation first, only because I want to make sure I get it done, and then I'll come back into the Facebook chat room. Because I was drawn to do something that everybody can use for the upcoming eclipse on Monday. Now, it's in the sign of Aries. It's a solar eclipse. It's an Aries moon. It's a Mercury retrograde. It's going to be incredibly powerful. And I know some people are quite fearful about it. I think it's just so exciting, all those possibilities. And when I sat down and asked, what do I do with this? The dragons came in loud and clear. In particular, the orange gold dragon from Arcturus came in. Now, I love this dragon because it's a seventh dimensional dragon. It's a very powerful dragon. This dragon appears when we need to really step into our own power, to become our own walking master, to help usher us into the golden age. The message with this card is you incarnated to be here now in this incredibly powerful 20-year period as we head for 2032. So I'm going to call in this orange golden dragon from Arcturus as we do this meditation. I'm also calling in Aries dragon, and Aries dragon is about creativity and positivity, and also your own personal dragon. And we all have our own personal dragon, and they're becoming more and more prevalent because we're in the year of the dragon. So many people said, oh, I'd never worked with dragons before, and now I'm loving it. And the answer is, when people say, I don't think I've got a dragon, is your dragon lives in the background. They will not step forward unless you call them. So I'm going to do this meditation to do just that. So I'm going to see if I can find myself a little dragon music. I came up with one earlier, so let's try this. Very powerful dragon music with some gongs to call your dragon in. And I would ask you to choose a place that you want to share with your dragon. It could be a cave. It could be a mountaintop or a mountainside. You could be spreading your arms wide on a cliff overlooking the ocean. You could be in a forest. You could be at a lakeside. The choice is yours. And you will naturally have a dragon with the same element as your sun sign. So if you're an earth sign, you're going to have an earth dragon. A water sign, you'll have a water dragon. An air sign, you'll have an air dragon. A fire sign, you'll have a fire dragon. But if you want a different kind of dragon, you can ask. So call your dragon to you. Open your heart. They hear your heart's call. You might sense them, you might see them, you might feel their breath. Your dragon is ready to ignite the power of light and love within you. A magical force awaiting your call. Also know that the orange and gold dragon Arcturus is here with you, together with the Archangel Zadkiel, Angel of Mercy, Angel of Forgiveness, Angel of Transmutation. And as we work in the power of the eclipse, the Aries eclipse and the Aries moon, use the power of transmutation. What alchemy would you want to work with your dragon, your dragons, if you wish? What is it in your life you want to transmute into magical gold and opportunity? Take a deep, deep breath. Breathe in the power that comes from your dragon. Your dragon is standing before you. Your dragon may be mighty and large, or your dragon may fit in the palm of your hand. They can change. Invite your dragon to connect the power of their dragon heart to yours. Feel the loving power of a dragon. and your dragon is offering you a gift. Your dragon may offer to fly you around the universe. Your dragon may offer you a physical gift. Your dragon may offer you wisdom. Or knowledge. What is your dragon offering? In the power of the eclipse, know your dragon will always be with you. And take a moment to thank your dragon for sharing their love. And when you're ready, come back to where you're sitting on Earth. And know that you can go back to this place anytime you like and share those moments with your dragon. And that you can use anytime, but especially I've designed it to use for the eclipse. So I hope you will find that helpful on Monday. My goodness, I'm almost out of time. I've just seen the clock. I'm very quickly going to go back into the Facebook chat room to make sure that I have greeted everybody. And I hope you enjoyed your time with the dragons. They are becoming so prevalent. I'm meeting so many people who now say they want to be working with dragons. And I can see there are many more comments. So I'm quickly, if my computer will do it fast enough, I'm going to go in there and just make sure that I've greeted everybody. So Suzanne, I said hello. Gwyn, good morning to you. Pamela, Quelly, K-Dragon, hello. Jennifer Lakshmi Duff, my colleague from Want to Listen. Thank you for the picture of the dragon. That is absolutely lovely. Where am I for time? I noticed that who wanted a reading and I haven't done one. Pamela would like a reading. And Gwyn, yes, your computer is slow too. I know the feeling. Quelly, the cards I'm using Diana Cooper's dragon deck, because the deck I'm hoping to arrive is now a month late, which is a new dragon and archangel deck, and I'm using my angel wisdom decks I'm using. So a very quick reading for Pamela. So could I have a card, please? There we go. A card for Pamela. There we go. Very powerful cards. I have a nine of coins, which is about being rewarded, really knowing what you want, with a king of fire for motivation and focus. So in order to get the rewards you want in life, to manifest them, you need to use really fiery focus, Pamela. That would be the message that I would bring forward to you. And perhaps you can use that meditation to help you do that. And I have to say thank you so much to everybody who has joined me in the Facebook chat room. You know I appreciate you all so much, the effort you make. And if you want to catch up with this show again and to go back and hear that meditation, or indeed to share it with someone else you think would find it helpful, then I will get it up to the 1-2 Radio archives on demand as fast as I possibly can. Goodness me, that show shot by, and the first show in April. Don't forget, lots more coming up today here on 1-2 Radio. On the way next, it is Jay and Raven with your exclusive backstage pass. Following that, it is the Erin Carrera Show and Strands of Wisdom with K-Dragon and Peggy Reeser. Loads to look forward to today here on 1-2 Listen. So, I'm just going to try and find, there we go. Can't find anything today. My outro music. Thank you so much for your company today. I will be back at the same time next week with more readings and more dragons, and to see how we all got on in the eclipse, in the interval. Have a great eclipse. See you next week. Bye-bye for now.